téléphonique pour les prisonnières et leurs amis et familles. Vous pouvez nous appeler Collect de la prison de Bordeaux et de la prison Rivière-des-Prairies en composant le numéro 514-876-3748. Encore une fois, c'est 514-876-3748 pour les appels Collect. On a aussi un numéro normal qui est 438-337-8423. N'hésitez pas à appeler ce numéro et à nous laisser un message avec des nouvelles à partager sur l'émission ou un message audio pour vos proches à l'intérieur.
Edition of Chromatext. Tonight on the show we have a special presentation of a project developed by Ian Ferrier and Louise Campbell, entitled Dark Sky Preserve, a Literary and Musical Inquiry. Ian Ferrier is the founder and the curator of the audio literature label Wired on Words, and he's curator of the Montreal Monthly Words in Music show, now in its 22nd year, and of the Ant Mile Ends Poets Festival. For the last 5 years, he has created and presented voice and music works in collaboration with the dance company For Body in Light. In 2008, Ian was awarded the Golden Bray, the League of Canadian Poets Award for Outstanding Contributions to Spoken Word Poetry. You can find out more about him at ianferrier.com. That's ianferrier.com. He's accompanied by Louise Campbell. She wears many hats, from clarinetist to conductor, community arts facilitator to musician's health therapist. As a performer, improviser, and composer, Louise seeks to interrogate and renew the ways in which we make music by creating new works with everyone, regardless of age, ability, and level of prior experience or training. Whether acoustic or electronically augmented, as she is in this project, Louise is constantly testing the capabilities of her instrument and herself. Her specializations include participatory creative music, improvised conducting, cross-disciplinary creation, and collaborative processes. She has toured as a performer, guest artist, and lecturer of improvised and composed musics across Canada, the U.S., France, Germany, and Brazil. For more information on Louise Campbell, you can check out her website at louisecampbell.ca. So, let's listen now to The Dark Sky Preserve, a literary and musical inquiry by poet Ian Ferrier and musician Louise Campbell.
From a long way off. Coming down the pass. The mountainside. Cut. between worlds. Billions wandering the other side. Are they all ghosts? The ghost? How can you know? We're standing in the station, looking down at the crowd on the platform. Stare all we like. Look down at the tracks. We still won't know when it comes. Yourself on a train. No memory of how you got on. No knowledge of where you're going. On and the clouds are thudding across the sky in the dark. And the silver of the rails, it's like the moon thrown across dark water. Single headlight of the moon can unravel. And on this train, we may not ever know all the stops, even all the places we've been. Whether we only have seconds left. Or whether it's hardly begun. Thank you. saw in a window. Face in the subway, gone so fast. This is the incantation that rings in the halls of the homeless. Rains down on subway platforms in the dead of winter. Empties into the river and is gone. They tumble. house of the homeless. Rains down on subway platforms in the dead of winter. Melts into the river and is gone. This piece comes out of from right now. It's from the Pearsade Meteor Shower that happened last week, and it's about what it's like to encounter a new person in your life. And so this piece is called Pearsades. As I write this, we're in the midst of the Pearsade meteor shower. Comet Swift Tuttle streaking into our atmosphere. Its orbit strewn with debris broken from the main body. And the place where it intersects our orbit, we call that August. Each piece of debris that touches our atmosphere burns. And every 133 years, the comet itself streaks into our lives. In 1992, the last time, 2126. But this time it'll come a few thousand miles from here. To take out life on this planet. And you and I, we're circling each other now. In orbits 5,000 kilometers apart. When we touch again. What kind of debris rains down? Touch on my body, touches of you in my life, multiple images I have of you. How from out of nowhere you appear so ferociously beautiful. Each of these little streaks is a mark you've made on me. And on this day, they're everywhere, 60 or 70 per hour. From all parts of the sky. Changing me.
always kind enough when she needs me. The life she struggles to maintain, more precious to her than mine, even on the night I was born. Yet I am still her daughter. Do what I can. It is only a month, only a week, only one more weekend till I set out for still waters. But then a year's gone by, and were it not for what I make, I would not survive. It would all be way too dark, and friends too far away. And I would feel torn in two. Desire to run, obligation to stay. And still waters would be an illusion, receding down past the end of the driveway, past the self-same houses of suburban somewhere hell. So I have set out for still waters. Waters so calm and deep, they mediate the anguish and the rage. The oil on water, on the boil. Beyond the love and rage of a broken marriage. How is it I am so alive? When I arrive at still waters, the jumble of my life will fold into water and water fold into itself. And slowly, slowly, motion will halt, and only the ripple of thought will well up from the depths. Silence without meets silence within. Still waters, and hauling rocks, I work my arms and shoulders till the muscles twine like cables cross my neck. Even at still waters, the wind kicks up in the aspens, and the soil's half frozen in winter. And there are still rocks to move. And the moss garden is an old fool's beard, tossed snow white and disordered. The wind chimes in the garden ring the windy hours 12 by 12. Chalky winter sun meshed in bare branches. Alone at still waters, I see that star still burning in the southern sky. Care less and less how men have come into my life and gone. Nothing is as it should be, except, strangely, me. Soon I will leave still waters, wander north into the world of snow. And when we merge the two, my spinning world and his the whirling one, gold sparks will crackle where the two wheels touch, where our heels kick up. Now the wheeling world drops seasons in its wake, turns gold into straw, pulls water to itself. And from this whirl of life, the branches toss up leaves at every turn, and everyone attentive to our little yellow, ever-burning flame. star. And out of these days in motion, I feel my muscles stretch against a lifetime wound so tightly around me. It's a fabric, a sari, binding me to all I know and all I've seen. I weave the fabric into straw, stilling my thoughts, blessing myself and the spirit from whence I came. And he, what does he feel, the one who wrote these words? Not so far away, his land of frozen water. His thoughts go quiet at my touch. It takes such heat when ice melts into water.
Hi, we've been listening to The Dark Sky Preserve, a literary and musical inquiry created by poet Ian Ferrier and musician Louise Campbell. It was published in 2020 on the Clay Grouse Press. And for more information, you can check them out at their two websites, ianferrier.com, I-A-N-F-E-R-R-I-E-R.com. IanFerrier.com and LouiseCampbell.ca. Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. LouiseCampbell.ca. And the project again, The Dark Sky Preserve. To conclude the show, we'll be listening to a selection of radio art by Götz Nalepa, entitled Jukebox. It was winner of the Silver Radio Award in New York festivals in 2022. So here it is, Götz Nalepa and Jukebox.
Deutschlandfunk Kultur, Klangkunst.
Thank you.
So we've been listening to Gert Naleppa's Jukebox, winner of the Silver Award at the New York Festivals in 2020. So this concludes this week's edition of the Dramatext. We'll be back next week with another hour-long presentation of the spoken word. Till then, stay safe.
Production Nud'Afrique presents the Nigerian pop star Yemi Alade for an exceptional concert in Montreal. With her powerful voice and energetic performances, Yemi Alade is the new queen of Afrobeat. Don't miss her spectacular concert Thursday, November 10th at the M Toulouse. Tickets on sale now. For more info, visit Production Nud'Afrique.
When you hear the words mental illness, what do you think?
I have friends who don't even know that I suffer from depression.
Why don't they know?
Because I'm scared they'll ostracize me if they know, and then they'll abandon me. I don't want to be alone.
You're discriminated against when you have a mental illness. With other illnesses, there's compassion.
It doesn't take much to be diagnosed mentally ill.
Due to an outburst, I was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. And now the doctors say it's something else.
20% of people and counting have had or will have a depression.
People throw different labels around. You are this or you are that.
Everybody psychoanalyzes someone during a conversation.
You have a right to express emotions.
Anger, love, hate, sadness, confusion. It does not mean you're ill.
If you're down and out, seek help. Don't be scared. It can be very intimidating.
There are people listening and willing to help.
We have to innovate.
Get informed. Contact your local CLSC, Sun Youth, AMI Quebec, Ford House, or Prevention Suicide.
Show pour le monde.
Brothers of the world, get in the job.